We're talking with Zealand Congressman Bill Huizinga. Before we talk a little bit about the farm bill, which was more recent, let's go 48 hours or so, actually 36, after the President's State of the Union address. You were talked to at length on our FM station 92.7 The Van and 92.7thevan.com by Michael Patrick Shields in Washington on Wednesday morning. As you've had a day to discuss what the president said or didn't say with your colleagues in Washington, do you still get the feeling that perhaps all of this has been sort of rehashed before and nothing really new came out?
Yeah, there was very little that was new, and I think the interesting part is it's just been sort of panned across the board, right, left, and center. It was not exactly groundbreaking on many levels, other than the fact that it was very disturbing. Again, the president just basically saying, "We either get my agenda or I go try and go around Congress." And you know, it simply is not how the Constitution is set up. I know this is hard work working with people across the aisle on these difficult issues. I did it for 6 years while Governor Granholm was in Lansing. Doing it now, but that's not how it's set up. So that I don't think is constructive at the end of the day.
It just seems as if, perhaps to a certain extent, because he knows that he doesn't have to run for re-election again, it might be a little self-serving on Mr. Obama's part, and the carnage or the aftermath, devil may care.
Well, yeah, I mean, where he's really concentrating is on the political side. They've stated that the election night, that famous first phone calls that he made to the head of the DCCC, which is the head of the campaign committees, and he would like to have, and I don't blame him. I mean, this is his vision. That's where he wants to go, but he would like to have in his last 2 years the same situation he had in his first 2 years of office, which is a unified government, Democrats in control of the Senate, the White House, and the House of Representatives. And he wants to be able to do what he did with Dodd-Frank and the Affordable Care Act, quote-unquote Obamacare, and the National Labor Relations Board and the EPA and all the other agencies. And, look, the American people have said we want Barack Obama to be our president, but we also want the Constitution to work the way that it is designed, which is to have a check and balance, and we are that.
So what do the Republicans, and you being one of them, but what do the Republican Party do in this situation in terms of perhaps seizing an opportunity to show that there is a different way and perhaps a more democratic way of doing this than what the quote-unquote Democratic Party is offering?
Well, certainly we've sort of have done that. The budget agreement that came through settled the spending for this current fiscal year. It set the parameters for next fiscal year. The Appropriations Committee is going through what it's supposed to do, and again, that's something that hasn't happened in over 5 years. I've never been a part of that since I've been in Washington, D.C., because, again, that was the Band-Aid sort of bump the way down the road process that had been put in place since 2008. And what we're going to see is the Appropriations Committee in the House and the Senate do their work the way that it's supposed to be done and move on. So that eliminates a big element. Obviously, we're going to have to tackle the debt ceiling. And then now with the farm bill having been taken care of, that is another huge element on the policy side that we have shown we've got some agreement. Is it perfect? Absolutely not. That's the realities of divided government. We can do this. It just takes willing partners. I think the House has been willing to do that. We've passed a tremendous number of bills that have been sitting over in the Senate, and we need to work not just executive to legislative branch, but within the legislative branch itself.
Bill Heisinger, let me get your take on one thing before we talk a little bit about the Farm Bill. Let me get your take on one of those executive orders that the president said he was going to start pushing through, creating the so-called MIRA, or MIRA, Direct New Retirement Savings Account through the Treasury Department. Good idea, bad idea, or what?
Yeah, looking for details, really. And, you know, I think that's maybe, again, an example. It's like, I'm not sure he has to go do a an executive order on this. I mean, people like myself are sitting here saying, okay, let's get inventive. Let's try to figure out how we're going to encourage people to save and save for their retirement. That, you know, clearly the system isn't set up and ready for the onslaught that's coming with baby boomers retiring and future generations. So, you know, in a way, it's kind of like, well, there's no reason to go, quote-unquote, around us, work with us on this. This is something we work with on a daily basis at the Financial Services Committee, what I'm on, or Dave Camp's Ways and Means Committee, and Fred Upton's Energy and Commerce Committee. So, you know, looking for some details on that, but I mean, it may make some sense, but, again, it's sort of the whole premise, the way that it's set up, that seems adversarial from the beginning.
Bill Heisinger, the congressman from Zealand, joining us, and you touched upon the Farm Bill a little bit earlier. It did pass the House, goes to the Senate, an agreement that, as you say, was a little bit of a compromise, not entirely what Republicans wanted, not entirely what Democrats wanted, but in the end, it was an agreement, and it was just kind of ironic that Senator Stabenow said, yeah, now, you know, we sent us here to govern, and we're going to be here to govern. And that's been a question that some Republicans have been posing about the Senate for a while.
Well, certainly the Senate has asked that of the House. The House has asked that of the Senate. This has been a long time coming. You know, I had voted for a House version of this bill back a while ago, and I'm glad that we got through and were able to sort of turn the page here, because if we hadn't done that, the way that the law is written, this would have reverted back to like 1939 law, and you know. Milk prices were based on a literally a Soviet style sort of system of amounts that could be had and who owned these credits and all this other stuff. I mean, it was very archaic. So again, this is not nearly enough reform for myself or some of the things that I believe need to happen in the future. But it sets us in the right direction. I'm very pleased to see that there was a 10-state pilot for a welfare-to-work program that was put in place. I hope Michigan, Governor Snyder, and the Michigan legislature go after that. I think that would be a great thing for Michigan to do. And you know, we're looking for some resolution on some things.
Two more things, Bill Heisinger, and we'll let you go. We appreciate you joining us. First of all, as your former stomping grounds, the state legislature in Lansing, gets ready to have Governor Snyder go before Joe Habman in a joint House-Senate Appropriations Committee hearing on the proposed budget for fiscal 2015 next week. We've talked about this before, about the White House being a little bit slow about getting a proposed budget in the hands of Congress, and supposedly it's supposed to be in February. Next month, you know, you're supposed to see this the documentation from the administration. Do you get the feeling that they're going to be a little bit late again?
That would be my guess. Last year, it was the reasoning was, well, we've had to be dealing with the debt ceiling and you know, things like that. And it's like, oh yeah, we all have been, but Paul Ryan's been doing his job getting those things together. Again, the sort of the difference is that we've got a consensus number. That was always one of the big points of contention. So that has been agreed upon with this budget agreement, and so I think there's more of a chance to move along. But we need to hear it from the president, because we need to know what his priorities. We need to hear it from the Senate what their priorities are, and the House again will lay out its priorities. And it's all the different divisions within the larger number. And that is very important. So, you know, we'll see where they're going and how they're going to do it. But we'll continue to do our job.
One final thing is more of a local situation. It involves the Life Services System financial plight. A federal program, $1.2 million annual federal program, got cut off about 3 years ago. And now they're coming up with hat in hand saying we need $1.3 million by May 19th, and we're going to start moving this stuff out of Deanna's Playhouse because Macatawa Bank is going to be foreclosing. A lot of people are saying, hey, we didn't even know the situation was this bad until a couple of weeks ago when the announcements came about this special public meeting that was held on Wednesday. As the congressman whose facility is in this district and we're dealing with a federal grant program, you know, that might have blindsided you too.
It did, actually, and you know, I worked on that with Deanna Dupree and Tom, her husband Tom Dupree, who passed away a few years ago, unfortunately, about that same time, about 3 years ago. But I'm not sure what happened there. We were not approached for any kind of help, or I really wasn't aware that was the case. And they're an asset for our community, and certainly have done a lot of good work over the years, and I hope it can be taken care of, but we'll have to see how we all respond, the community responds.
Can that federal program be resuscitated, or is that pretty much dead and buried?
Yeah, I don't know exactly what the details are on that. And again, you know, this was as much a surprise to us when we'd never had been contacted by them and about it to the best of my knowledge. And you know, certainly we would have been working with them to try to figure out what the situation is. So. We hope that we can help somehow, but it's going to be a challenge.
It'll be tough for them as well. Zealand Congressman Bill Heisinger, as always, we appreciate your thoughts and some of the issues of the day. Wish you and your family well this coming weekend, and we look forward to talking to you again next Thursday morning.
Sounds great. Thanks, Gary.